You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time now here on RNIB Connect Radio to check in again with Glasgow-based pharmacist Elizabeth Roddick. Hello, Elizabeth. How are you?
Very well, thanks, Toby.
As we move from autumn into winter now, I wanted to ask you, Elizabeth, about how should we all keep safe with all these infections that seem to be around at the moment?
Yes, Toby, hygiene, of course, is one of the first things to think about. When you sneeze or cough, then use a disposable tissue. Then that needs to be disposed of safely and, if possible, wash your hands.
So, yes, is it better to wash with soap and water or to use a hand gel then?
That's a good point, Toby. I know it isn't always easy to wash hands, and of course that needs to be done thoroughly with hot soapy water. But to be realistic, if you have an alcoholic hand gel with you, then that's the next best thing.
Elizabeth, you were telling me about how far a cough or sneeze actually travels, as I think we would all be slightly shocked to hear how far.
Yes, if you don't put your hand up, these large droplets can travel up to 6 feet. Someone coughing or sneezing forcibly, they'll be contaminating a large space in a crowded environment.
What about touching a contaminated surface? Should we be careful at all?
Yes, if you touch a surface, Toby, that's been contaminated with a flu or cold virus, and then touch your face, you'll spread the virus. But of course, that might not develop into a viral flu or cold. That depends on your immune system. There are, of course, vulnerable people whose immune system is compromised. For example, those on chemotherapy or those who have organ transplants.
So what about mask wearing, as we were all wearing masks during the COVID pandemic?
Yeah, research has shown that masks reduce the transmission of respiratory infections, including COVID. There are a few myths about masks. If you're caring for a vulnerable person and you have a cough, then you can keep the person safe by you yourself wearing a mask while you have symptoms. There are, of course, high-definition masks that filter out smaller airborne particles. Now, one of the problems with masks, if you're using one, is not wearing it correctly. We saw a lot of masks down under chins during COVID. And of course, you need to remember that the outside of the mask may be contaminated. Therefore, taking the mask off requires to be done correctly and hands washed thoroughly.
What about having a good immune system then?
It does come down to a combination of things, Toby. Diet, variety containing fruit, vegetables, whole grains, containing essential vitamins and minerals, and that supports the immune system. We know that regular exercise, at least 150 minutes per week, improves immune regulation. Sleep's another important aspect, not so much the hours, for example, 7 to 9, but the quality of your sleep is important. Managing stress, since chronic stress can have a negative influence on health, and they've found having a pet promotes stronger immunity.
Finally, Elizabeth, what about minerals and vitamins? Do we need to take them, and can they be good for us at all?
I've said before that getting all your vitamins and minerals from food is the best way, probably except vitamin D. We don't have the right type of sunshine during the winter to make vitamin D on our skin, so it's worthwhile supplementing. Of course, there will be people who already take it in, for example, bone medicine for osteoporosis, so do check with your pharmacist if you have any queries. And lastly, we don't get every virus that's going about, so please don't worry. Keep well and have sensible precautions if you're around someone who has a virus.
Well, as always, some really helpful information and advice there. Elizabeth, if people would like to maybe find out a little bit more about you and maybe contact you, do remind us of your website address where they can find out more and find your contact details.
All the W is elizabethroddick.com.
Well, as always, thank you very much indeed, Elizabeth, for chatting with me again here on RNIB Connect Radio.
It's a pleasure, Toby.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.